Hello and welcome to another episode of Nerdtopia. I'm David Leonard and today we're going to review the game Super Mario 3D Land for the 3DS. Basically, it's as much as Sonic Generations is a love letter to Sonic, 3D Land is a love letter to Mario. It has all the different things that you expect to have in a Mario game, especially focusing on Mario 3 on the NES with the Tanuki suit. I won't get into the whole debate and stuff with the PETA and so on with the Tanuki suit, but it doesn't let you fly in this game like it did in the previous one. It just lets you glide, which is extremely useful considering that one of the objectives is to reach the top of the Gold Tower. Basically, it takes the formula of the original Super Mario, includes the enemies and various equipment and stuff from Mario 3 with the 3D features of the Mario Galaxy series. So it's a nice combination of everything that's going on in each version of the game. And the levels are shorter, but there is no camera issue. I mean, I noticed a lot of the 3D games have had camera issues, not as many as Sonic has, obviously. But this one has practically none, because it seems that in each level is designed to give more of an isometric kind of view. And it's not really, it can be controlled in some areas, but pretty much it is where it needs to be. And I never had any issues camera-wise with any of the levels. And it's a ton of fun. There's also a new suit for the boomerang suit. So you can actually be like the Boomerang Brothers and throw a boomerang around. There's also the propeller box, which lets you fly up in a very higher distances and just jump up in the air really high. And the 3D in it has the best feature I've seen of all the 3DS games, because you can actually choose whether it's pointing out of the screen towards you or as more of a depth perception, focusing how far something is away from you. And you can just choose which one you want at any time, which is really useful. I prefer the one that shows depth perception because I, you know, jump a lot of times into the wrong direction. The problem with the game is that it's deceptively easy at first. Like, the first set of 7 or 8 worlds are, like, you know, drop of the hat. You don't really have to put much effort into beating them. They let your guard down to the point where you get to after you beat Bowser the first time, you get to the second set of special levels, and they are much, much more difficult. It's not really even about the 3D doesn't make it difficult. It actually makes it possible to play a lot of these levels. The 3D makes it a little easier. But the issue still is with precision timing. So it's like the circle pad works well, the buttons work well, you can actually just run around. As I mentioned, like from the description of being like more like the original Super Mario Brothers, The objective is not to beat Bowser, but to get behind him and press the button, or in the original game was flip a switch, and so the platform underneath him disappears and he falls to his death. And another nice thing is once you do beat the first set of Bowser, the first set of eight worlds, you can also unlock play as Luigi. So even though he is identical, and it's one of the things that you have to do anyways in order to completely beat the game, you get like 5 stars, 2 of them for beating it as Mario and or Luigi, and 1 of them for collecting all the coins. That's one thing they introduced in Super Mario World. They had those coins floating in the air that you can pick up. There are 3 of them in each level hidden around, so another stars for that. Another one's for getting the top of the flagpole of every level, so once you do that, there's another star. And then I forgot what the last one is, but once you get all 5 stars, there's another special level thanking you for playing the game and so on. So I haven't gotten to that point yet, but I'm sure it's fairly interesting. So, oh, there's also the Street Pass features. So when you beat a level, you can share how fast you went in that level with other people you pass by who've also played the game. So you can basically indirectly compete with people you either know or just passed through. And there are also mystery boxes that you can do, which are basically quick little challenge levels and so on that are also pretty interesting. Okay, if you like what you hear, just send an email to, or you don't like what you hear, just send an email to comaster2005@gmail.com. And hopefully I'll get another episode out soon.